Hello, I'm Ned88. Welcome to my podcast where I catch the geocachers to learn more about this amazing game.
Osmond Counter was my guest for episode 16, where we talked about what geocaching with kids is like. Today, she is back to help us get all ready for the new year with a chat about goals. Thanks for coming back on, Osmond Counter. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Ned. And I'm really good. Looking forward to the podcast.
Awesome. So before we jump into goals, for anyone who hasn't heard you before, when did you start geocaching and what's your favourite thing about it?
I started geocaching in 2011, just after the birth of my first child. For me, geocaching was an opportunity to get out of the house with the family and do something fun. I really enjoyed seeing places I otherwise wouldn't have seen and meeting people I otherwise wouldn't have met.
Sounds like some pretty good things to love about geocaching. Very similar to the reasons that I stick around in it. We mainly wanted to chat about goals because it is coming up to the new year. The podcast episode today is coming out on the 29th of December. So there's only 2 days left of this horrid year. So I thought that if we had a chat about goals, we might be able to get those brain juices flowing for a couple of targets for next year for people.
That's right, Ned. It's time for all those New Year's resolutions. I got to admit, I'm not really into New Year's resolutions. I would much rather set goals or even themes for the year ahead. And in 2021, geocaching is definitely one of the things I'm going to set some goals for.
What type of goals can you have for geocaching? Because when I think about geocaching goals, my mind automatically goes to find count. But I can imagine that there's so many more different things you can target.
That's right. This year, one of my first goals was to reach 1,000 caches. And I did that and I thought, I wonder what else is out there. And that's around about the time that I discovered Project GC and this wonderful thing called the DT grid or the difficulty terrain grid. And that's finding a cache for every different difficulty terrain combination that's out there. So that's something that I targeted for a little while. And I also completed my first DT loop in 2020. And that was kind of cool. And then I moved on to a couple of other goals. I started looking at clearing out the 5K radius around my home, trying to find every single geocache I could in that area. And when I got close to finishing that, I turned my eye to challenges, and challenges have been entertaining me for the last 12 months as well. But different people do different things. And so some people are going to be interested in what's called JASMA, which is finding a geocache for every year month since geocaching started. So that would be finding a geocache that was placed in May 2000 and every month since then. And that's really exciting because those earlier months, it's really quite difficult to find caches that were published in those months. They're really old and fairly rare. So that grabs a lot of people's attention. Something particular that grabbed my fancy this year was finding those really old caches and looking to see whether or not they had the original log in them and taking photos of those original logs. That's something very, very rare, but something that's really taken my interest because I get to collect some geocaching history. So in 2020, I set myself a goal to get through all of the Can You Spell the Month of challenges out at Tinchitamba, and they're placed by Feng Soki. So for example, in January, I had to find a cache starting with the letter J, starting with the letter A, starting with letter N, until I had spelled out the word January. And I had to have at least four different cache types in that mix. And the really great thing about that is it sort of forced me to have this variety of the caches that I found in that month. So that gave me a bit of structure and goal to each month to make sure that I had found my month challenges. But I finished them now, thankfully. And now I'm moving on to a different set of challenges for 2021.
So I heard you talk about JASMA then, and I wish I had heard and learnt about JASMA before I had gotten a few years into geocaching, because I started in 2010. And in 2012, I went to Europe, where you can get a lot of those really old geocaches. Thankfully, I did get a couple of them because I was targeting virtual geocaches anyway. But it was definitely one of those moments of, I wish I knew this earlier. So hopefully there's at least one listener out there who is about to do a trip maybe in a couple of years post-COVID, and they can target Jasmine caches. How is there like an easy way? Because I can't imagine clicking on each one of them to look for the age is a super simple way.
I share the same regret. In 2012, I went on an overseas holiday and I went to Ireland and Scotland and London. And this was after I had started geocaching and I picked up precisely zero geocaches, and I have regretted it ever since. But about JASMA, there are some really awesome tools in Project GC, project-gc.com. The Project GC site has a list of tools, and one of them is the hidden month tool, and that tool will be able to show you all the caches in a local area that will help you to meet your JASMA challenge. It also has a DT matrix tool that will help you get to your next DT loop, or as the Americans would call it, fizzy loop.
So it seems that you can use Project GC quite easily to find the geocaches that you need to find to finish the JASMA or the DT fizzy whatnot. Have you found a simple way of tracking those? Do you have like the mother of all Excel spreadsheets or some database somewhere? How do you know how you're tracking?
I happen to be the queen of geocaching lists. So I have a wish list that has all the caches in it that meet special requirements for me or are really, really appealing, or I think that I'd really enjoy. And I've popped all of those caches into a single list, and I've got a target to get about 50 of them in 2021. But it's my go-to list when I want to go out for a bit of an adventure.
So you spoke about having the month challenges for a goal for this year. I know that I did it a couple of years ago, and when it got to the end of the year, there was half of a, oh my God, I'm so glad that's over. And then a kind of feeling of, oh, what do I do now? Like, What goals do I have? My monthly challenge is gone. So are you in that stage right now, or have you found something to sink your teeth into for next year?
I must admit to feeling a little bit lost, Net, and I'm looking forward to 2021 because I have set myself a couple of geocaching goals for 2021 that I'm really looking forward to. Something that I love about geocaching is the way that it's gotten me out of the house and gotten me active and doing things I never thought I'd do. So during the year, I went on an overnight hike. I've done a lot of kayaking. I've done some tree climbing, and I really want to do more of that. So I've set myself a goal to get at least one high terrain cache every month for next year. So that might be a kayak cache. It might be quite a long hike. It might be a technical tree climb. But every month, I've got a goal to get out there and do something that's a high terrain cache. And by the end of the year, I would really love to grow my confidence and independence in those high terrain activities to the point where I can get myself out to do an overnight hike on my own. So my first ever solo overnight hike is on the goal list for 2021.
That seems like quite a decent goal. Were you going to look into any more challenges for this next year to replace that January, February, or is that your one goal that you're focusing on?
I do have another goal. I really, really love challenges. I'm lucky enough to live fairly close to Orange Crew's Statstown Challenge Series, which is a series of more than 30 geocaching challenges. And one of my goals for 2021 is to knock off at least six more of those challenges. I find them really, really fun.
I think there's nothing greater than getting that little green tick of, yeah, you qualify for this challenge now.
A feeling of satisfaction, and you can map out the challenges on a map and you can watch that map go from a little red icon that means, no, I don't mean the meet the challenge, to a green tick that says, yes, I do. And I get a lot of satisfaction out of that. Earlier in the year, I watched as Orange Crew celebrated achieving 10,000 geocache finds, and that was just incredible. And I find watching other people meet those milestones and meet their own challenges to be just as rewarding as my own.
The only thing I love more than that red cross changing to a green tick is watching my Project GC badges change colour and go up to the next gem, because to me, that was the initial challenge. That was back before challenge caches really became a big thing in Brisbane. And I remember watching those Project GC badges so closely and being like, oh, I only need to upload 145 more photos until I get the next badge. Were you one of those people that watch or still watches those badges quite closely?
Every day, Nit, I am a numbers nerd. And I admit to doing a little bit of a happy dance because a few days ago I got my brown belt in Project GC, which is something that I have been agonizingly close to for quite a few weeks now. But I do watch it and I do set mini goals for myself to get those different categories of badges into the gemstone category. So for example, I'm at the moment about 15 mystery caches short of getting a gemstone badge for mystery caches. And so that's part of what I'm working on for December is getting that gemstone badge. Now, it's not about the numbers, but it actually is, if I'm being really honest. I enjoy agonizing about the numbers. I enjoy watching it all tick over. And so long as you're having fun, then go and do it. It doesn't really matter. So they are my goals for 2021, Nett. What about you? Do you have any goals for 2021?
I have found that this podcast takes a lot of my geocaching time, funnily enough. But the one goal that I had for this year that will hopefully happen next year is that I want to finish off geocaching in each state or territory in Australia. So I've cached in all of the states and territories except for the Australian Capital Territory and Tasmania. I've been to both those places, but they were both before geocaching, to the point where I lived in Hobart, flew back to Brisbane and started geocaching 6 months later. So I think those two are probably my most attainable goals. And then like you, the Stats Hound challenges, they're in my area kind of as well. I do qualify for a few of them, but hopefully there'll be a few more that I qualify for soon. But yeah, that's what I'm doing at the moment. Thanks for asking.
That sounds
None of
exciting.
My guests ever ask me questions. You can come back anytime. So we've given a lot of information on different types of goals or how we find the goals, but is there any other tips for geocachers who are just listening to this now and going, oh, I should really find a goal for this next year?
Sure. I think geocaching is a hobby and the hobby is supposed to add joy and fun to our lives. So my advice would be if the goal isn't working for you, ditch it and do something that does bring you joy. Late in 2019, I started a goal of a 365-day streak. So that's finding a geocache every single day for a whole year. And I got about 100 days into that and realized this wasn't fun anymore. It had turned my hobby into a job. And so I stopped. I decided that goal wasn't working for me. And I had a break for a week and my passion returned and I enjoyed it a lot more. So if it's not working, stop that goal and think of a different one.
Geez, you got 70 days further into it than I did. I attempted that exact same goal back years ago now. It was when Geocaching HQ came out with the, if you geocache every day this August, we will give you a souvenir for every day. And I went, oh, that sounds great. So I geocached on the 31st of July and then through August. And then on the 1st of September, I went, nah, I'm good, hey? And that was the streak finished. It lasted 32 days. So hats off for a significantly longer time.
That's right. And if you enjoy it, do it. But we all have different things that we enjoy about geocaching. And I think we need to set goals that are attainable, but also enjoyable.
Yeah, I think that's the thing as well, is that when I'm looking for a goal, I'm looking for geocaches that I can target on my days off. I don't want my goal to tell me when I must go geocaching and how often. I want my goal to be a nice little option of a geocache to find when I do want to go out.
So I think the mistake I made in setting that goal was that it was a massive gargantuan goal where at that time I had only just returned to geocaching. So in hindsight, I probably should have picked a goal that was a little bit smaller, a little bit more attainable. If you haven't been hiking recently, then maybe setting yourself a goal to go hiking every weekend for the next 6 months might be a bit too much. Or if you've never been out on the water, you know, kayaking every weekend might also be a little bit too much. So goals that are within your limit are going to be more enjoyable and more attainable than goals that are...
setting yourself up to fail, really, isn't it?
That's right. I think so, Net. And again, we want to feel proud of ourselves when we achieve our goals rather than despondent when we fail to achieve them.
So I don't know about you, Osbeam Counter, but I would love to hear if other geocachers have goals that maybe we haven't thought of. And I do have a Facebook page. So there is a link in the episode note for the Facebook page if anyone would like to drop us a comment and let us know any goals that you have that we haven't thought about or tips that you might have for other people because of your mistakes or your goals that have been a little bit too hard. Thank you so much for coming on and having this chat to me about goals. I hope that you have had a wonderful Christmas because we are recording this before Christmas. So I hope you've had a wonderful time with your family and I'll see you next year.
Thank you and Merry Christmas to you too, Net.
If you would like to be a guest on an episode or have a topic you would like me to cover, you can message me through my geocaching profile. The link is in the episode notes. Happy geocaching.